You're tuned to The Morning Show on Listener Driven Jazz 88. I'm Peter Solomon. Adam Meckler is a trumpeter, composer, educator, and leader of the Adam Meckler Orchestra. On his most recent project, an album called Sampled, he invited hip-hop artists, producers, rappers, and instrumentalists to rework and reimagine some of his original music.
Cloud configurations from a fishing boat, a proud misanthrope without vision.
I caught up with him via Zoom to talk about the album and to learn about his collaborative process. We started our conversation by my asking him to discuss his connection to the Twin Cities music scene.
Yeah, Peter, thanks for having me, man. Yeah, so I was in the Twin Cities for 10 years. I was born in Minnesota. I lived there, kind of grew up in Minnesota and went off to college and came back and started my career there. I was there 10 years before taking the job as the director of jazz studies up at Michigan Technological University. So I run the jazz program in the Upper Peninsula now. So I'm about 6 hours from Minnesota. And in my neck of the woods, that's a short drive. So I'm driving to Minneapolis quite a lot to play shows and record with friends. So
your most recent project and the reason for this conversation is this new album called Sampled, and it represents a kind of mashup of different styles of music. And I was really intrigued by how it is that you work with the various people that you do collaborate with. Can you tell me, like, in a nutshell, what the album Sampled is about?
There's two sides to everything. The downs and the ups, the outs and the ins, yeah. The hate and the love, when the foes be your friends, and there's two sides.
Yeah, so Sampled is, I wanted to try something new, and I've released a handful of big band albums under the Adam Meckler Orchestra. I've released a bunch of records under the Adam Meckler Quintet as well, and with other bands, but I wanted to kind of take my Adam Meckler Orchestra music and do something interesting with it. I love hip-hop music, and I love listening to producers sample old jazz recordings and put them into new hip hop music. And so what I decided to do was create a project where I asked producers to sample my big band music and turn them into new songs. And the only stipulation really was I want a couple different kinds of sections for each song so that we can turn it into a song that has form. And then once I had like the samples back from the producers, I then collaborated with a bunch of artists. I collaborated with like singers and rappers and horn players, and I layered a whole bunch of trumpet on it myself. And so in terms of the kind of record it is, it's much different from what I usually make. I had to really flex my muscles as a producer because I kind of took all these disparate pieces from all these different artists and put them together to make a cohesive record. So that was really a fun project. I won a grant to make it. So that was part of the project too, an REF grant through Michigan Tech where I teach. It was nice to be able to pay musicians to get in the studio and spend some real time on it. I worked with Jason McGlone over at Hideaway, recording and mixing everything. So I'm really proud of what we came up with, yeah.
So let's talk about some of these tracks and kind of how they took shape. So the opener is called Do You Feel Good? And can you tell me about how that track came about and how it was transformed?
Yeah, so the source material is a song called Toulouse. Toulouse was written about going to Toulouse, France with Youngblood Brass Band. It's a band that I tour with. But the first time I went to Toulouse was many years ago, and I wrote this piece called Toulouse because I just loved the vibe of Toulouse, France. It was just a nice, relaxed vibe. So I wrote this piece, Toulouse, and then I recorded it on my live album, Live in Minneapolis. And then I sent it off to the producers, a guy named Matt Mazurka. He goes by Gigamesh. He's a big time like indie dance, disco DJ kind of guy. He sampled Toulouse. And on the live recording, actually, Toki Wright, the great hip hop artist who's at Berklee College of Music now, he's rapping on it on the live record. So you can hear Toki on the sample go, "Do you feel good?" And the crowd goes, you know, the crowd kind of yells, and you can hear that sample in the music. And then once I had that back from Matt Mazurka, I asked my wife, Jana, to sing a chorus that just kind of tries to embody the nice, relaxed nature. Like, you coming through to this party, we're hanging out at the artist pool. And then I had Elise Jones, the great vocalist, who kind of toggles between New Orleans and Minneapolis, came out and did a bunch of runs around Jana's chorus. So you can hear, like, Jana singing the chorus and then Elise singing a bunch of runs. And then I had Kaviesh Kaviraj come out and do like some keyboard work. So like the whole end of the tune, Kavi just started going crazy, and we fade the track out. I just let Kavi do his thing. And so you have like Kavyesh playing keyboard, Lucia Sarmiento playing saxophone over that at the end, and Elise doing a bunch of runs over there. So the end of it is just the featured artists on the record on that track with the track faded out. So it's really, it was a fun track to make. And a lot of it is a flugelhorn solo because I had to put some of myself on it too.
So you have three tunes here that represent collaboration with an artist called Za the Great. Can you talk about him and tell me a little bit about the music that you guys worked on?
I always knew that I was different, that something could be missing. The world couldn't get with it, and nobody would listen.
Yeah. So Za's actually a woman. Za is an old friend of mine. She and I met in 2008, and I heard her rap in those days, and I was like, you should be rapping, like, for real. And we've been talking about collaborating for many years. I actually brought her out to be the guest artist for one of our concerts here at Michigan Tech, and we did a concert called Jazz Meets Hip Hop, which is essentially this idea, but in concert form. So we did a bunch of songs throughout the history of jazz where they had sampled, like hip hop artists had sampled jazz tunes. We would do like a big band version of the jazz tune, and then we would do a hip hop version with Za the Great. And after that project happened, Za and I kept talking about collaborating. And when I came up with this idea to have people sample my record, I brought Za in to just like throw a bunch of vocals on a bunch of tunes. So she's a St. Paul native, been in Minneapolis, St. Paul a long time, and isn't really performing a lot live to my knowledge, but she's great. I love her work, and we're planning on collaborating again in the future.
Tell me about Trading Dad Stories.
I had a dream about my pops. I talked to him every day, feel the spirit like I walked to him.
Yeah, Trading Dad Stories, I wanted to collaborate with Carnage the Executioner. And Carnage, who goes by Terrell X now, I've been listening to Carnage for a long time. 2008, I think I got my first Carnage record. I knew he was a Twin Cities guy. He does a lot of like live on the spot kind of stuff where he'll like beatbox and loop it, and then layer a bunch of different parts over the beatboxing, and then he'll rap over it. He does a lot of educational work. So he's just a really dynamic artist. He's great with words, obviously, and he's really just inspiring to be around. So I brought him into the studio, and Za the Great was in the studio doing some work on a different track. And when he came in and we hung with him and Za, they started talking about their different experiences with their dads. And Za was talking about how she was close with her dad, and Carnage was talking about how his dad was completely out of the picture in his life. And so they kind of had this interesting two sides of the same story, of a similar story coming up in the Twin Cities. And they decided, hey, we should do a track that's about our different dad stories. So we decided to call it Trading Dad Stories.
Fight for your mama if her name's getting dropped. Throwing blows, but it's not the same for your pop. Brother AM, play it back for these two friends to keep on trading dad stories. Fight for your mama if her name's
Carnage came up with the chorus on that one in the car on the way to the studio. He said, he's like, I came up with it in the car on the way. He's like, let's try this. And he layered a bunch of vocals, and it turned out to be this really cool chorus. The beat on that one was done by a guy named Medium Zach, Zach Bogason, who was also a faculty member with me at McNally Smith College. So you'll see that as a trend. There's a lot of people that I worked with at McNally who are featured on this record.
Did you ever change up the model for collaborating? So you were, for the most part, I understand, giving people recordings that you had made of your big band, I assume live or in the studio. But did you ever do it differently where somebody gave you a beat and you wrote around what already existed there?
No, the whole record is samples of my orchestra. So like it all started with me sending out recordings to producers. And so in that sense, the flow of it was the same, but how it actually happened when we collaborated with artists was very different depending on the artist. So I had like Caroline Davis, the Brooklyn-based saxophonist and vocalist. She's one of my favorite artists in the world. I've listened to a ton of her record. Heart Tonic is so great. We did a couple gigs together where my band played with her band on the same shows on their little Midwest tour. And so we got to connect. We kind of became friends. I brought her out as the guest artist at Michigan Tech University for our Spring Jazz Festival. And after all that, I was like, man, I'm just going to ask Caroline if she'll lay some stuff down. So she's recording on it, but she did all of that remotely from her own apartment in Brooklyn. So she's not in the studio with me. I just had to get tracks from her. Same with Toki Wright, who rapped on the same song that Caroline is playing saxophone on. And that was really one of the harder organizational parts, was like making sure that people sent me the right stuff, that they sent me just their vocals, not with the rest of the track, so we could actually mix their vocal into the track. It was difficult to keep a track of all that. So that's pretty common. Like, a lot of people have home recording setups. Some of the horn work I did on the record was recorded in my home studio, and then I brought it into Jason and we mixed it together. So really, like, the mixing process is where the magic happens in terms of making it sound cohesive.
Yeah, and I was wondering about that, because, like, from the standpoint of a traditional jazz orchestra, it's got to be a very different kind of mix than when you're talking about beats that are transformed by producers and then you're adding layers on top of that. Like, what really stood out to you about doing big band with this, you know, hip hop element versus your more traditional big band recording?
Yeah, well, I mean, front to back, it's completely different, for sure. I mean, I loved the process. You know, when I'm writing big band music, I'm like in a music notation software. I'm doing that right now. I'm writing more big band music right now. And I'm in music notation software, and I'm like meticulously writing out each person's part. And in this process, there was much more surprise. I mean, it was much more like, I wonder what this person's going to do with this. Sometimes you gotta go through it. And so with the producers, you know, when I sent the recordings off, like I said, the only direction was, I just want a couple different things so that I can put it together and they could be like a song that has a form, so I can have like a verse and a chorus and then another verse and another chorus or a bridge, right? 2 to 3 sections is what I asked for. Beyond that, it was like, I have no idea what these producers are gonna do. And that was part of the fun of the process, was that it was highly collaborative, and that I was very much reliant on these great artists to put their stamp on the music.
Adam Meckler is a trumpeter, educator, and composer currently based in Houghton, Michigan in the UP. You can learn more about his music and his recent project Sampled at adammeckler.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88. So tell me what defines special, because sometimes talent is wasted, so much potential. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, rebuke the devil.